జగద్గురు పాద పద్మిని తయో ప్రణమాన్ సో యూ ఆర్ స్టడీ నారద భక్తి సూత్రాస్. సో నారద హ్యావ్ టోల్డ్ అస్ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ సర్టెన్ థింగ్స్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు అవాయిడ్ సర్టెన్. ది ఎస్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ సత్సంగ షుడ్ బి కంటిన్యూడ్, దుస్సంగ షుడ్ బి అసిడియస్లీ అవాయిడ్. వై? బికాజ్ బోత్ ఆర్ ది రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ కల్టివేషన్ ఆఫ్ వెదర్ యూ ఈట్ హెల్దీ ఫుడ్ ఆర్ అన్హెల్దీ ఫుడ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఏ కల్టివేషన్. We are all cultivating rather bad company rather than good company. Show me one person who eats only healthy food. Show me a person who doesn't eat this untasty food. Healthy food means not very tasty. Tasty food means usually, yeah, there are exceptions like that, right? But usually no. A mango is very tasty. Is it a healthy food? No. But it creates heat. There is a pregnant woman. I did not know about it. I was staying in Ballari. And one of their children was pregnant. So she was, they were serving first class mango every day. They came to know that I love mangoes. I love only two. You know that? I love mangoes. And I love people who hate mangoes. So I was talking with her and I asked, do you love mangoes? She said yes. Then why are you not eating? And Swamiji, it creates heat, which is harmful for the baby. What about this baby? It's Atma, for which your baby. So many things are very harmful, very hot. Especially Andhra people, you should know how much effort one will take. Vallu nunchi neellu dharalanga padtu untayi. Guntur especially. If we grow chilies, make chili curry. So, satsanga has to be seriously cultivated. Dustanga, we are already cultivating. What is it? 99% of the people that we are living with are worldly people. So we have to cultivate assiduously people who are sat people, means spiritual aspirants. Then, kama, krodha, moha, smriti, bhramsha. Four, kama, desires. So here also, there is something we have to understand. Is kama really bad, unspiritual? No. For God, is not a desire. Ramakrishna says, you know, this one, sugar candy doesn't fall under sugary products. Sugar candy rather cools the body. Sugar candy is sarbat. So like that, there is one type of green. And that green is not like other greens. It is healthy. There is some beliefs are there. He's only, what he wants to tell is, there are certain things which are very healthy. So, we have all the people that we surround, especially our so-called loving people, our mother, our father. The more somebody loves, the worse it is for our spiritual life. I tell you. If your husbands love you, this is the greatest enemy in spiritual life. If they hate you, then you are likely to progress in spiritual life. Then vairagya will come. If they love you, it is the nature of the love. You will be attracted. And if you are attracted, I want this kind of person only life after life. That is how anything that we love is a bond. But certain things, lessons also we have to learn. What is it? It is this, how to love God. If we do not receive love from our parents, if we do not love our children, so what is this receiving love from the parents? It is called learning how to love. But that sacrifice, you know, parents make, especially when we are babies. We are thinking when we grow up, some people say, what life love is? It is your duty? And then I heard like these people say, so did you plan for us? You enjoy, you and your husband. Accidentally we came, you know. So it is your four-letter word, duty, to bring us up. You brought us up. And we will also do something like that when we grow up. Bye, like that they go and then establish separate houses in the West. Here also it is happening.
What issue?
But there is something very valuable there. If the parents have not been implanted with that love, we won't survive. So when we become parents, we practice how to give that love. Because they got that love from their parents. So we are getting this love. We have to practice. But usually what happens is, this love is confined only to our people, our children, our family, etc. It is selfish, but there is a purpose. The purpose is we are learning how to love. And the more we love, this is what Swami Vivekananda says. Laila, Majnu, Romeo, Juliet, Vilva Mangala, prostitute, Tulasidas, his wife. Because they have developed that what we call worldly attachment to the 9th degree. A time has come. Now they are ready. Now it can be redirected towards God. So, without that kind of love, our love for our worldly people also will be small. Our love for God also will be exactly the same. If you have got one chataka of love, you can give either to dog or God. Exactly the same thing. Because you don't have it. So that is why samsara is created. We have to learn. If we open our head, we can learn a lot from samsara. That's why God created. What is the samsara? So much of comedy is there. So much of tragedy is also there. So at first, we feel very shocked. Something of death. Not only that, parents, they say, well, especially the mother, becomes very depressed when their children grow up and then they establish their own separate life, then I am no longer valuable. This feeling, it seems it comes. I don't know how far you people feel it. Yeah. So they go into depression. Then some people take up some new job, etc. That feeling that I am wanted, because the child runs, mom, mom, mom. Even though child is giving trouble, mother is very happy inside. I am valued. My child cannot live without me. Now the child has kicked you off and gone away. And then we feel depressed. So after many, many births, we become wise and learn how to cope with the tragedy. That's why both happiness and unhappiness teach us great lessons. So samsara is a great useful thing. Sometimes people give us trouble, they betray us. It's happening every day. Suddenly a husband or a wife, they are having some affair with someone. It is a tragedy. So at first this fellow feels, what is the use of living? We want to commit suicide. But after some time, he understands. Samsara means like this. Nothing is reliable. Once he learns that lesson, he moves on forward. So we should not misunderstand samsara only as dangerous, as a maya laying a big trap. Used properly, it has got a lot of usefulness. So kama, desire, is both, it is an enemy, it is also greatest friend. Because it is this karma when enormously increased and direct towards God, it becomes prema. Karma, the difference is between what is the object you are desire. Is it worldly thing? You become worldly. If it's God, you become godly. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, there are invaluable insights. Ka dharma viruddha. ధర్మ అవిరుద్ధ భూతేషు కామో అస్మి, ఐఎమ్ కామ అమాంగ్ బీయింగ్స్ విచ్ ఈజ్ అనపోజ్డ్ టు ధర్మ. సో ధార్మిక కామ, ఐఎమ్ ధార్మిక. మ్యాన్ అండ్ ఏ ఉమెన్ గెట్ మ్యారీడ్, ఇస్ ఇట్ ధర్మ ఆర్ అధర్మ? నో, ఇట్ డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ యూస్డ్. ఇఫ్ మ్యారేజ్ యూజ్ ఇట్ ఫర్ లైక్ యానిమల్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్, ఇట్ ఈస్ అధర్మ. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ యూస్డ్ యునో స్క్రిప్చరల్ రూల్స్ రెగ్యులేషన్స్, ప్రీవియస్లీ అవర్ ఆన్సెస్టర్స్ యూస్ టు డూ దట్. అవర్ రిషి మునిస్, వెన్ దే గాట్ మ్యారీడ్ దే ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ చిల్డ్రన్. So it is not that they were just mechanically producing children. They also had desires, because body will have desires. So that is why this Aditi, Diti and Aditi, both were wives. Then you see this Diti, one evening she could not control her desire. She approached her husband and she forced her husband to have union with him. Then he fulfilled her desire, but he said, this is anushastri, against her. Therefore, you will get children, but they will become daityas, rakshasas. So Aditi's children have become the devatas, and Diti's children have become daityas. So he said that this is not the right time. You approach at the right time, then everything will be good. But she did not allow it. This is what Krishna is referring. Dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatashtava. O Arjuna, I am kama, which is practiced with the dharma. That is why saptapadi, all those things. So if we practice what is called dharmic, fulfill dharmic kama, kama in a dharmic way, it will purify us. And it will slowly take us to God. Today's understanding is, previously, samsara is bonding. And then the second thing is, in our scriptures, you show me one scripture where woman is not condemned. Woman is the gateway to hell. She tempts men and makes them deviate from the path of God. Like that, every scripture will tell you. Why? Because they were all written by whom?
Purusha.
Purusha means, I am sure, I can guess, they were all prostrated souls. But Sri Ramakrishna came, and he Swami Vivekananda, he said, who is the greatest enemy of man? Not woman. Man. What does that mean? Means, so long as a person considers, I am a male. That feeling, how do we know you are male? Gadagartum. If I am a man, there is a woman. That means he is acutely conscious of male-female distinction. Then desire will be. Whereas, if a person is very spiritual, they are householders. Tudiram, for example, you know, he fulfilled his desires. He was a householder. So Sri Ramakrishna tells, well, when a husband marries, he can't simply, I'm a spiritual person. You do whatever, you cook and wash and do all those things. But I will be a spiritual person. He is doing adharma, practicing adharma. You have to give her one or two children. So that she will be very happy. I am a mother. He said every woman wants to be called a mother. So Sri Ramakrishna and Holy Mother came. This is an extraordinary life. You will not get anywhere in the world. So far as I know, I don't get. Shabda Devi came. And then he told her, we are married. So I cannot take an arbitrary decision. But I will tell you, I am sannyasi. You be here and only cook and remain at a distance. You have every right over me. But I want to lead a godly life. What do you wish? What is he telling in plain language? If you want me to behave like a husband, I will be a husband. Holy Mother said, I have not come here to take you away from God. I also want to follow the same thing. But I have a desire. I want to be called
mother.
A mother. He said, physically impossible for me to give children. But you will get so many children. Later on you will regret. Why you have asked for this? children birthday. They become holes, you know, you feel like closing, ma, like that. So that is what is happening now. The more time is passing. But she can't go anywhere. Because where will she go? She is the good one.
She can't go. Because there are so many children, she can't run away anywhere.
No, she is everywhere. But she can't run anywhere.
Yeah.
Whenever I cry, she has to hear it. Yeah. Whether she likes it or not. So, then he said, I will fulfill it. But see the greatness of the man. We are married arbitrarily. Any other monk, what he will do? I'm a monk. And I get out of this place. I have no responsibility for you. Hey, Ramakrishna said, I have a responsibility for you. So he arranged for to fulfill some of her desires, like some ornaments.
Yeah.
You know that Kankana.
Yeah.
Mother, when he had darshan of Mother Sita, and he described to this goldsmith, I want Kankan. That's why when you look at Holy Mother that one, that is what Mother Sita was wearing. So he fulfilled. And then he also took how much money is there? Every day he was asking how many rotis to calculated. So if you live for 50 years more, so much expense is there. So much money, so much interest. He was not good at mathematics, you know. So this inflation never struck him that the rates are not going to be the same. Yeah. So Sri Ramakrishna set an example how an ideal householder should be. Is another story. I will not go into the details. Why did Sri Ramakrishna, being a monk, kept the Holy Mother with him, which is against the sannyasi's dharma? Nobody could answer. Only we could answer. Because he wants to show to people it is possible man and woman can live together. And they were not old. Very young.
Yeah.
But they can lead a divine life. So how an ideal householder should be? Only one point. Later, Holy Mother used to say, even by throwing a flower, he did not hurt me. Even he did not address them as to me. Tui, not, there are three forms, you know, that are in Hindi, you understand. Niu, Nenu, Ni, servants and Iliva. So he never, one day, you know that incident, one day he thought Lakshmi is a Brahman there. There was a time he closed. He said, Mother said yes. Then he realized it is not Lakshmi, it is Holy Mother. He said, next whole night I could not sleep because I addressed you in the third form, not in the second form. And then you know that when she came, she had fever. And she reached some fever with her. Then he made her lie down after giving some moody and other thing. Started massaging her feet, protesting. Then he said something very valuable. Hear my feet. If I am sick, you will serve me. If you are sick, I have to serve you. We are here to serve each other. How many husbands agree to this kind of, you know, always Vaikuntha. Narayana is Lakshmi. Only Lakshmi has to force her. So this is the idea. So kama, legitimate kama, ultimately will lead us to. So kama by itself is not the end. Kama, which is unrestrained, unbound by dharma, and mostly it is samsaric desires. That is the greatest thing. Then karma thwarted becomes prodha. Prodha means about moha. Moha means he doesn't know what to do, what not to do. Then smriti bhramsha. Who is in front of him? It could be guru. He could kill guru once. One incident was there in Vrindavan. Now the land of dust of Vrindavan is more costly than even bad land. One big ashrama then. In those days, you know, so many acres, 15, 20 acres of ashrama. One old guru was there. Here it is said. One day when the guru was meditating, this fellow took a gun, blasted guru's head, and then he bribed the police, and he became in charge. So he became a Portuguese. If you only know what is the result of this, what is going to come to you, would anybody do it? He thought that who will come to know? In India, you can bribe and then do so many things. Anyway, this creates a lot of problems. Power, money. This is the trap, Mahamani. So, what is the problem? Moha. What happens? Moha, smriti bhramsha, memory. Memory means, when I recognize, you are so, you are so, you are so. Then I know what is my relationship, how to behave, how not to behave. So, buddhinasha karanatva. Why all these things is mentioning? Dushtanga creates all these things. Dushtanga, invariably, what happens? It produces kama. Kama means for worldly enjoyment. If it produces the desire for God, then it is not bad. So, then he is telling something in the next sutra. Very tarangaita api ime sangha samudrayante. So, a small wave, small desire. Okay, what is the harm in small desire? It's not a big harm, it's small desire. Today it will be one small desire. And tomorrow it will grow and give bachcha. It also gets married. You know how it gets married? Simple example. A fellow wants to drink tea. All right. Now, tea is a very harmless thing. He'll drink tea. Then slowly he says, please water it. Make it more thick milk. And there is not sufficient amount of sugar. This is called Marwari tea. Have you ever tasted Marwari tea? Biased, you know. Condensed milk with ginger, with ilachi, so many other things.
Yeah.
It is pure payasa with tea taste. This is called Marwari tea. How many types I have been? Whenever I go to a Marwari shop, of course he is charging me indirectly through other things. Whatever I buy. But very tasty.
Very tasty.
So, you know that? Why not I have this one? Like that it goes on growing and growing and growing. Ultimately, Tarangaita, it becomes, what is an ocean? Huge, many, many numbers of small, small waves. Then one day it becomes a
ocean.
Tsunami. And then how much destruction will come? This is what is today. Tarangaita. Taranga means rain. Api ime. All these desires. Because kama is not one desire. The eye wants to see something. The ears want to hear. The nose wants to have. The tongue wants to have the east. Then the tvak, the parsha. Wants to go. So, what is this? Sparsha Sukha. What is it? Sparsha Sukha. Well, it is too hot. I want to make it cool. So that cool for what? For the skin.
Sorry.
Air conditioned, this and that. So, one day, to become Samudra, I think. Then, who says Sangha? What is Sangha? So, here is a person. He has got a desire. He is hungry. Let us say he is hungry. He wants to eat something. Then you see in the house, there is some ragi mudde is there. Something is there. It is okay. Go and eat. Passing in front of a sweetmeat shop. Then he is hungry. Then this same desire has a sangha of the sweetmeat shop. Then what happens?
He wants to buy some sweet.
Small desire. desire, then unfulfilled desires will turn into krodha itself. So here is a person, he is having some kind of desire. Man wants a woman. So there are some women going. And then if the Sangha is not there, it won't be too big. So what is the law? Any desire will increase exponentially if there is an object nearby.
Mm.
Understand? If there is no object, then it will be fulfilled only by normal desire. That is why he says, man should not mix too much with woman. Woman should not mix. Where are Krishna? Used to warn one devotee. Sadhu Savadhava. You are an aspirant. Don't mix with the opposite sex. Why? Because you are not conquered. And he used to say, you are a very highly developed man. He used to say about others. And later on we come to know, he had fallen. So what is the problem? The problem is the woman. There was one woman. He says, I love this boy. I look upon this boy as a Gopal, small, Balakrishna. So it may be all right. She may be pure. But at what moment this particular person's desire will turn into the, what is called wrong type of desire? Sangat, that is the meaning of sangat. That is why he said dustanga. What is the definition we gave to dustanga?
Anything
that
deviates us away from
God. Anything that brings us away from God is dusanga. Anything that takes us towards God is a satsanga. So we have to judge what sangha it is by the effect. And this is the sure method of progressing in spiritual life. Many people, you know, I am doing so much japa. I am reading so many books. I have been initiated for so many years. That's no criteria at all. The criteria is, are you growing in three areas? Are you becoming sat? Are you becoming chit? And are you becoming ananda? Is your ananda growing? And the more we grow in ananda, the less we desire anything, because we don't really desire any worldly object. We desire any worldly objects, you know, it is one of our swamis used to give. Sugar cane. In the previous times, we buy one like that. For one anna, he will give this much. So you have to do a lot of exercise. So after chewing, what do? You don't swallow it. So every object, imagine as a sugar cane. It gives some rasa.
Pleasure.
Once that pleasure is, it is the, for the sake of the pleasure an object is loved, for the sake of the object nobody loves. This is the truth. Everybody loves only oneself. Everybody loves happiness. And whatever gives happiness, we love that object. Until it doesn't give any longer. This is the truth. So, any Muslims, you know, they have cows. So long as they are giving milk, the moment they are used to send them to butcher shop. The whole West is raised there. So this sangat, that is, it becomes like an ocean. That's why we have to avoid. How long? There is a period when we get so much joy from it, we don't need anything outside. And then Sri Ramakrishna also turns very interesting. When a person reaches certain state, the very object is now looked upon as God. He says, in the beginning he says, for a man, avoid woman. But this is only to escape from the influence. But after some time, if you go on hating, then you will not progress in life. You have to look upon every woman as divine one. Why? Because every object in this world is what? Creation, Srishti, Sthiti, Vinasham, it is nothing but Divine Mother. That is what Divine Mother means, divine. Forget about mother, father and all those things. Divine. Then Narada goes, Kastarati Kastaritya. Twice he said, Kaha Maya Tarati. Who can cross over this Maya? Who can be escaping this Maya? who can get out of this Maya? So there are only two objects in this world, Maya and something outside Maya. Who is outside Maya? God. This is only for ignorant people, for knowing people. It is the same God who is now for our eyes appearing as Maya. So there was a very interesting incident. I mean, Brahmananda, in the company of children, used to be like child. So he used to live in Balram Babu's house. There were so many small children. So he will play with, he becomes like a child. So one day they were playing. There was a small child, 4 or 5 years old child, boy. So one suddenly, this dummy Brahmananda, the president of the Ramakrishna, with a tiger's mask, he crawling, he jumped into the bow like that. All the children, they cried and then ran. One small child could not run. He was petrified. So pen was feeling, I know you are Maharaj. One side he was having fear. Another side, he knew he could see the whole body and other thing, you are Maharaj. Then he took up the mask, took the child on his lap and was started. So Maharaj was very humorous. His Balram Babu's granddaughter used to live in that Balram Babu. After I took sannyas in 1972, I was there for 2 months. Best period in my life. Because there was no cooking arrangement. So we used to work mother's house. Mother's house food is gorgeous. So early morning, I go there, have breakfast. Then at 12 o'clock, go there, have lunch. You know mother's house?
Yeah.
And only evening tea, I never used to go. We prepare some nescafe or something like that. And night food. It's only 5 minutes from Balram Babu's house.
Yes.
Just to walk. And in those days, traffic was very much. So, Maharaj was staying there. And Balram Babu's granddaughter was there. She was an old woman. And one night, she dreamt that she was feeding Maharaj. So, she wanted to fulfill the desire. So, she invited Maharaj. And you know, the Bengal is one thing very good about. At least, there will be 7-8 items, minimum. 2, 3, 4 varieties of sweets and other things, they are not counted. Main items themselves. She fed him to her heart's content and he could eat. So he also was very happy. So food was over, he has to come back. Then there was a small girl, the granddaughter of that. And he called, to ask your granny to dream a little more frequently. That means invite me and feed me more. So that is the type of place there. Enjoy through. So, who can cross over the Maya? Yah Sangam Tyajati. He who gives up company. What company? Earlier he said satsanga has to be cultivated, dustanga only to be given up. So he who gives up sangha. What sangha? That which obstructs our spiritual progress. Yo Mahanubhavam Sevate. He who serves a great soul. With the help of a great soul, many people have crossed that in Brahmagnana. One of the brightest examples is Swami Nirvanananda. He was a Surjit Maharaj. Sujit Maharaj. He was a Brahmachari. He was serving Brahmananda. You know, Maharaj used to get up at 3 o'clock. And there were no attached bathrooms. He had to walk everything. And winter season, it could be very cold. So then he returns and warm water has to be poured. So the Shivak has to get up 1 hour earlier, prepare the water, everything, and he'll be standing there. What Maharaj does sometimes, while going, gives a slap. And he was a wrestler. Quite painful. No reason. Early morning. What reason is there? That poor fellow, what can he do? He's his own disciple. Nowadays, disciples are not like that. They will do too. To the poor. So like that, Many times he got, then he scolds also, for no reason. Many years passed, Maharaj had passed away in 1922. And he called, my child, you have served me well, I blessed you, you will have Brahma Jnanam. For a few slaps, Brahma Jnanam could be obtained, if we know. Then all of us will be competing. Who will be the first to get this lap? Look, Mahanubhavam Saivatyari. Anybody serves a Mahanubhava, all his results will come to him. It is also said something very interesting. That, you know, every saint has a past.
Yeah.
So he will be doing his, there will be punya, there will be papa. That is continuously it will be there. Then what happens, after some time, he gets Brahmagna. Now he becomes Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta has nothing to do with Punya Papa, because it is like, you know, leave the house and go. So who gets the Punya, who gets the Papa? Because that has to be exhausted. It won't go like that. So the persons who criticize him will get all the Papa. And the persons who serve him will get all the Punya. So now you decide what you want to do. Yo Mahanubhavam Saivate. So if somebody really serves a great soul, what will be the result? Nirmam Bhavati. He becomes completely that idea, something belongs to me, it goes. So first, with regard to external objects, my house. Ramakrishna scolded Madhur Prabhu. He was, you know, greedy fellow. Well, also, he was a lobhi. So once, unfortunately, he took Sri Ramakrishna, to his estate. And it was rented out. Kowland time. So for the local farmers. And there was a drought. And they could not grow it. And this fellow went to collect the annual rent. How could you have the heart? There was no rain. And their children are starving. And you want to squeeze their blood. This is not your property. This is Divine Mother has property. She made you a trust. So now they spend some money, feed them well, and give some oil to their head and one piece of cloth to everybody. He did not like it. But unfortunately, he chose Ramakrishna as guru. Now guru cannot be disobeyed. So he gave. Anyway, he will get the result. The point is that everything that we possess has been given by God. So he will take it in. According to our karma phala, he gives. According to karma phala, he takes it. Who gave so much of property to Krishna? God. Who took it away? God only. So, nirmama. Mama means mine. It's a very beautiful word. If that word mine was there, then who am I? So anything that my father, my mother, my husband, my children, my house, my property, everything, if you say not mine, not mine, that is why that mine, that word mine is a real mine. Yes. Yeah. The moment you step foot, you are blasted. Then what remains? What is the point we are discussing? That there will be this I and mine. Now you separate I and mine. Who am I? So is this me or is this my body?
Me.
That's what we say. We don't say me. Sometimes we say my stomach. My teeth have to be extracted. But nobody says I have to be extracted. My teeth have to be extracted. My head has to be cured. So that is, we are using both me as well as mine. So anything mine is mine. If anybody says nothing, whatever I used to call mine is not mine, then what would be the I then? Only pure I. My body, my mind. You remove both body and mind. What remains? And that I cannot be called a bound I. It is completely free. What is it that binds us? Body and
mind,
nothing else. So, three secrets. First, you give up usanga. Then cultivate satsanga. Part of the satsanga is you must serve somebody. Because there is no more better inspiration and guidance than serving a real great person. Usually that could be our guru. But in Ramakrishna mission, guru is not possible. Because the guru stays in Pilurmat usually. Or sometimes here and there. And he is going around and initiating thousands and lakhs. One of our previous presidents have got 3 lakhs of disciples. There were others also. Now, how is it possible for the disciples to have company of such a guru? Excepting you can have darshan. Not. So this is the problem that we have got. So what should we do? Find out where you are. Some sadhu. Who is called a sadhu? Find out a sadhu who really inspires you and elect him as your sikshaguru. So mantra guru not available. Siksha guru, yes. That is up to you. From whomsoever you are getting inspiration. Whose life you consider as an ideal life. You be nearer to that person. Then you consider that person as your guru. And then try to serve. Serving means, doesn't mean you always have to massage his feet or other people. Serving really means that whatever he instructs you, put into practice, that is called real service. So if you do that, the result is he becomes completely free. Then, yo vivikta sthanam sevate, yo lokabandham unmolayate, yo nistrai gunyam bhavate, yo yoga kshemam yajate. Certain further helps, supports. What is it? Vivikta sthanam. This is what Ramakrishna says, third commandment. Now and then, go to into nirjana sthanam. Solitary place. And then call upon God even with more yearning, more longing. So that is called Vivikta means where it is solitary place. Then what is solitary place? Sri Ramakrishna's words are very, very useful words. Nirjana. What is Nirjana? Jana means with the people. It is not the people that is our problem. The problem is our dependency upon them. So with regard to every person, we have got only 3 attitudes. You, if you analyze your relationship with any person in this world, there are 3 relationships. I love this person, I don't like this person, and neutral. So all the 3 are dangerous for a spiritual person. Neither you should love, nor you should. Because what happens, both will affect our mind. If you love, your mind is going towards. And if you hate, it is going even nearer to that person. Because you are thinking of that person more.
That comes up.
That's why somebody came and reported to Sri Ramakrishna. So such and such a person is criticizing. Sri Ramakrishna was very happy. Oh, he is thinking of me only. Yeah. So if somebody criticizes you, you will be very happy. In this world, nobody cares for anything. At least one person is meditating upon you. This is Mahindala of Sarkar. He never believed, he always argued with Sri Ramakrishna. So Yam used to go to him. And one day Yam went. And then after invariably he inquires, how is the doctor? Then the doctor was asking, today morning, 3 o'clock, it was very droughty. So, for all the windows closed, Sri Ramakrishna. This news was reported to Sri Ramakrishna by M. Sri Ramakrishna says, see, I cannot suggest to him to meditate upon me, but anyway, he is doing it. Because he is thinking 2 o'clock, the man is suffering. If the windows are open, cold air will come and he will suffer. What else is meditation? Thinking of a person unbrokenly is called meditation. He is only thinking of the road. So, your vivikta sthanam, nirjana. What is nirjana? That is a place where least amount of disturbance, first of all, noise, etc. Secondly, the more important point is not the external condition, but the internal condition. I have no one to call my own. Nobody really in this world can really help me. This is the truth. Nobody can sleep for you. Nobody can breathe for you. Nobody can eat for you. Nobody can take medication for you. And much less, nobody can die for you. So, that is called that feeling in this world, only one being is there, who is mine. That is called God. To cultivate that feeling is called vivikta-sthanam. Then, your loka-bandham unmodayati. That a person in a solitary place should meditate and say, I came alone and I have to go alone. Nobody will come with me. If he meditates, what happens? Loka bandham. Attachment towards loka means what? It could be a person. It could be an object. You know, a person can be attached to property, attached to house. So, I mean, Purushottamanji used to tell me, there was this poor man. He worked very hard and he became rich and he constructed big house. In those days, the houses will have big, big beams, but huge beams. So he was made to lie down. So he was looking. After a few minutes, he will die. He is looking. How can I leave this big, big beams and go? Because he worked it very hard, he developed. You know, we also develop like that. Even Swamis develop like that. You see, here is a Swami, very efficient. And he has developed all these things, huge things. And everybody knows his name. Suppose the headquarters say, now you better go to some other place. Then he feels the trench, because he has already developed attachment to the local people, local food and familiarity, especially some devotees, you know, and they start weeping also, tears also. But they will do for this next Swami also the tenth. The devotees are impartial, you know. First, yes, yes, we know this Swami is going. After some time, you know, this Swami is coming, is another Swami. They develop attachment to the new Swami. But the Swami should not have. That is why sometimes we have attachment grow even to Guru. How can I live without this Guru? I will tell you that incident. We'll stop. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagatguram Padapadme Tayur Sripta Pranamam Vimohur Mokoko.
Gaurav Shiksha Guru Swami.
Who? Nive. Find out somebody.